From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Janet Saidi. Missouri has a new website designed to make state government finances more transparent, according to State Treasurer Eric Schmidt. Marshall Griffin reports.
Schmidt's office recently launched showmecheckbook.mo.gov, which he calls, quote, a one-stop shop for information on state finances, revenue, payroll, expenses, and cash flow.
On the homepage, you'll find a snapshot of Missouri's financial health, featuring information about our credit rating and top-level data on how taxpayer money is being spent. It also shows current income tax rates.
Schmidt says it's more up-to-date and easier to navigate than the state's older accountability website, MAP, which was created over a decade ago. He also says the new site costs $2,000 to launch. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A Missouri judge is blocking portions of a new state law on meat inspections from taking effect. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham temporarily blocked the law from being implemented. The order runs through September 15th. Beadham issued the temporary ban in face of a lawsuit over which State Department has the authority to inspect captive deer. The Missouri Department of Conservation has been responsible for inspecting deer. Part of the new law would shift that authority to the Department of Agriculture. The Conservation Commission and Department of Conservation sued in response, alleging that the law takes away from the agency's constitutional authority over wildlife. A Missouri artist is covering racist tattoos for free to try and give people who've had a change of heart a second chance. The Springfield News Leader reports that Springfield tattoo artist Justin Fleetwood announced last month that he was offering the free service. Fleetwood says he's been surprised by the amount of interest. He says he believes he'll only be able to cover one or two tattoos a week, but he hopes other tattoo artists will join him. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.